Ladies Rock is the sister camp of Girls Rock Milwaukee, a week-long summer camp that teaches girls ages 8 through 16 the foundations of musicianship. Ladies Rock co-founder Mary Joy Hickey was inspired to work with Ladies Rock after watching a group of pint-sized rockers perform.
So I had gone to the showcase of the first Girls Rock, and I did not have any children, I didn't have any kids, but watching the showcase at Turner Hall, I was in tears, and I don't think I was alone in that. It was this very powerful experience. So I went home and I just cried some more about how I needed to get involved in that sort of organization. As a musician, prior to that, I had primarily been focused on my own pursuits. I hadn't really given back to the community in any meaningful way. I really didn't lend my growing expertise in any sort of mentorship way. And I think watching the first Girls Rock Showcase really kind of cracked something in me. It hit something, and I wanted to get connected.
And thus, Ladies Rock was born. Girls Rock is a week-long camp, but Ladies Rock organizers understand that adult women don't have that kind of time.
On Friday and Saturday of camp, campers come to a different location at UWM, and our goal is to teach them how to play an instrument, how to play an instrument with other people, in collaboration with other people, and then offer workshops that really stimulate them emotionally and intellectually, and to make this a holistic personal and professional growth experience.
Sarah Schaff is a first-time Ladies Rock camper, playing bass in a group called Anka Pop. She played clarinet throughout high school and college, but she never picked up a rock instrument until Ladies Rock. Many of the camp's participants make the point that the male-dominated music community can sometimes be intimidating to women. Schaff says Ladies Rock is the most welcoming environment possible.
It's almost nice to be in the limited space of only female-identifying people, because there's not that worry there of social expectation. And then a lot of these women who are volunteering or working with us either have bands of their own, have participated in Ladies Rock before, have performed before and had performance anxiety. So they've been in our shoes before. So just the fact that they've had to deal with similar problems that we're dealing with all in 2 days, they have a lot of really great wisdom and advice to give us, and they can give it to us in a way that's not judgy, that doesn't make us feel bad, that's very supportive and encouraging. Whereas if it were more of a mixed environment or people who haven't participated in an experience like this before, we might feel more self-conscious.
Ladies Rock volunteer Addie Skillman plays in an all-girl punk band called Red Lodge. Skillman is a Girls Rock Milwaukee organizer and acts as a band coach for Ladies Rock. Band coaches encourage camper creativity, and they get to watch the music-making magic happen firsthand.
There's so many of us who are local musicians. Myself, Mary, Molly, Audrey, Gabby, the list goes on. Like, it's so cool. I think I could speak for all of us to say that it's really awesome to be able to share our passion with new women and like spread the joy of like playing music. It's really great. And I think that campers enjoy it too.
Ladies Rock campers vary both in age and music experience level. Drummer Becca Siegel has played in bands before, but usually on vocals or strings. One thing Siegel loved about Ladies Rock was the opportunity to meet other beginner musicians.
I was talking with one of my bandmates, which sounds cool to say, about the fact that I'm always envious of bands that you hear forming because they grew up together, they met in college, and if you don't have access to a friend group like that, how do you meet other musicians that are at your level? It's a really great networking weekend to meet other musicians that are at your level or around it, because they advertise it as no experience necessary, and that's really rare. It's a way to find a new community that otherwise wants it accessible to you.
A few campers decided to enroll in Ladies Rock because they were hitting certain milestones in their lives, including drummer Maria Schmidt.
Basically, I've always wanted to play drums ever since I was little, and I thought this was my chance. This is a big birthday year for me, so I thought it's time to do new things.
Can I ask what birthday year it is for you?
I'm turning 50 this year.
Schmidt was one of three campers hitting the big 5-0 in 2018. Bassist Jill Berry notes that women of a certain age tend to be viewed in a certain light.
in our society, women of our age, middle age, there's a lot of invisibility with regards to us. And so Ladies Rock is one of those opportunities that we can take to really kind of bust out and say, you know, hey, just because we're of a certain age doesn't mean that we can't do this and we can't rock, and we're gonna rock.
Well, I've always wanted to learn how to play guitar, and also I just love the idea of doing something really different than what I usually do, and playing music with people is awesome.
So you said you've always wanted to play guitar. Is there anything that was ever holding you back from doing it?
Yeah, I played clarinet in high school also, but it was because we had a clarinet in the house, and that's the instrument that we had. This time I get to choose the instrument, and I really love it.
Do you think that you would stick with playing guitar when you finish the camp?
Yeah, I just have to figure out how.
Even though the three-day camp mostly focuses on music, many campers agree Ladies Rock provides a much-needed break from their usual stressors.
Sometimes people need to get away and they go to a spa weekend or something. I really think of this much better than that, because not only am I learning something really amazing and I'm with people who are really incredible, but I am really being cared for here and supported, and that is the best spa I could imagine.
I absolutely agree with that. I know people who are like, oh, I'm going to the spa, I'm having a pedicure. I'm like, ick, there's nothing I would like less than that. So this has been awesome that way. And the fact that they have awesome snacks is super helpful too. And I find it much more of a stress reliever to like bang on drums than to be sitting in with, I don't know, cucumbers on my eyes or whatever it is you do.
Angela Mancuso appreciates the chance to take a break from work and focus on self-care.
What's nice is I haven't been obsessing about my job, which is a 24/7 job, and I feel like getting even a three-day sort of mental break where I'm using a different part of my brain and learning something completely different. And so when I go back, I think I will feel refreshed, and I think that's so I think being allowed to express yourself and emote and create in a safe space when you don't have any experience is really good professionally and personally.
For the camp's grand finale, each of the brand new bands perform their brand new songs in front of an adoring audience at Company Brewing. Many campers look forward to returning to Ladies Rock next summer for another fun-filled weekend. For Lake Effect, I'm Lauren Keene.